At last night's Republican National Convention, culturally conservative women were front and center, with strong opinions against abortion, bathroom bills for transgender students, and a general appeal by First Lady Melania Trump to the mothers of this country.
To mothers and parents everywhere, you are warriors. In my husband, you have a president who will not stop fighting for you and your families.
But polls show a significant portion of women have deserted Trump. A recent NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll released in June shows 66% of women disapprove of the president. I connected with two longtime supporters of the president who believe, despite the polls, that Trump actually does have a second chance. Susan Sherman of Lake Mary, Florida, just outside of Orlando, and Sonia McMasters of Round Rock, Texas, a suburb just outside of Austin. I started by asking Susan what issues are top of mind for her and her neighbors.
Well, many issues for myself and those in Central Florida. A lot of their issues is the country maybe turning towards socialism, concern of defunding the police, rioting happening. So there's different topics that have truly have come up since COVID. You never really heard anyone really talk about these three until after COVID really started.
Do you see those talking points as really showing the reality, the truth of where this country is headed, and really the conversations that are being had about defunding police organizations? You're against defunding the police, but President Trump has also had in his 2019 budget plan, the Trump administration was proposing a nearly 50% cut to the COPS hiring program, which hires local police officers. We hear that in his 2021 budget plan, there are also plans for cuts. What do you say to that?
He has to do a budget just like anyone else. So if he has to reduce that budget and move it to other areas, then yes, it's just like running a business. With that being said, then it has to go back to your state, your county, and your city to do their budgeting.
Sonia, do you want to weigh in here?
The city of Austin defunded our police department in the city of Austin already in their budget. We've had major riots here in Austin, and then they get mad because they want protection while they're doing this.
But you mentioned Austin. Austin City Council cut the police department budget by one third. They did not defund the entire police department. And so in thinking about that, I mean, I'm thinking about how polarized we are as Americans. And the conversations that we're having seem to be where we're not talking to each other, even though we're talking about the same things. I mean, this is one example of this. Do you see what I'm saying here?
I can see your point on that. But at the same time, they want money taken away from the police department. They really don't want a police department because they want to do whatever they want. They want to go back to the olden days of the Wild Wild West. That is my opinion on it. Mm-hmm. It may not be everybody else's opinion, but I respect my police department.
Sonia, some are calling this election a referendum on how President Trump has handled the pandemic in the U.S. There are more than 5 million cases now. More than 175,000 people have died. And the president has gone back and forth on mask wearing as a means of protection. Are you happy with Trump's response to this health crisis?
Oh, yes. I'm very happy because you got to remember, we survived the swine flu. We've survived the Spanish flu. We have survived other flus that have surpassed in here, and we've never had to treat it the way we are treating this one. Yeah, it's good to be careful, but at the same time, we got to move on and we got to survive out of it.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying there, though, I mean, the swine flu, some would argue it was the measures that the Obama administration took to stop that from becoming a pandemic. What are your thoughts on this?
China is already up and running and with walking around with no masks and stuff. So I know in the future it's going to come for us.
Susan, I heard you agreeing with Sonia on this point, that we have been in this position somewhat before and that we were able to survive it. But to what Sonia is saying, though, about other places, the difference is that leaders in those countries took swift action. Are you satisfied with the way that the president has handled this pandemic.
To be quite honest, we still don't know the true numbers. Every day they come out different, if it's a false positive, if it's positive. So my concern is, what are the true numbers of how many are truly new testing being done? I think we're doing the right things that we need to, but yes, I think the administration is doing right with the numbers and with the information that they are receiving.
Susan, you're the president of the Suburban Republicans Women's Club. Does Trump's assertions that we need to defend the suburbs, an idea that was reiterated on the first night of the RNC by the McCloskeys, resonate with you? And if so, why? What does suburban living mean to you?
So how I would put it for the state of Florida in particular is we have 1,000 people moving to Florida a day. So when you have 1,000 people moving into Florida a day, it is concerned, because now we're going to need more housing. We're going to need more apartments, more single family homes. The individuals or families that are moving are from the bigger cities. They're moving from New York, New Jersey, California. So they're moving from Democratic states into the state of Florida. And so with that comes different views of what that would look like.
Some would say this definition, though, and what you're trying to protect is the idea of an all-white suburb. I mean, is racial diversity what you're protecting the suburbs from?
No, I don't. I don't view it as race. I view it as the ideology when others are coming from other states, what their views are and how it will affect our state, our county, and our cities. Doesn't matter race. It's more of how we will change our school districts. You know, we have great school districts here in Seminole County. So when you bring that ideology in, it's going to stir it up. And that's the change that they're afraid of.
Sonia, I think I heard you try to pipe in there for a moment. Yes. What were you saying?
Yeah, I highly agree with her response on this, because I'm going to tell you, I am a Hispanic Latina woman. We are in the state of Texas still seeing a lot of people moving from California, state of Washington, Illinois. A lot of people of those states are moving to Texas, and they are going to need housing. And I'll tell you from experience, I sit on the Housing Authority Board in the town that I live in, and I see how hard it is for us to try to help the needy. And at the same time, when you have a little town that doesn't have no more boundaries to grow on, how are these people are going to find places to live?
Sonia, I want to ask you more about that, because the suburb you live in is just outside of Austin. You grew up by the border. What's your opinion about the Trump immigration policy and calls to make a wall? I mean, what do you want to see him do?
I want that wall to completely protect the United States. It's not for reasonings of trying to separate two countries from each other. I want it to separate the criminals from coming into our country. The thing that hurts me the most is that the media surpasses this to become a crazy wild thing when it's not.
What do you mean by that?
People are willing to comply. I mean, I've seen pictures and videos of people that are waiting in Arizona, waiting in New Mexico, waiting in the borders cities of Texas, where they're waiting for their documents. They're filling out their documents to get permission to come across instead of doing it illegally.
Susan, I hear you agreeing in part to what Sonia has said. I want to also ask you more about some of Trump's statements. So we've heard from some GOP voters who are turned off by President Trump's use of Twitter specifically. The company itself has had to flag many of his statements as inflammatory or misleading. How do you feel about his Twitter account?
I do hear that all the time. I actually even have a lot of voters to say they don't want to vote for him just because of Twitter. And I always tell everyone, when you vote, you always should have three issues of whoever you're choosing, because you're never going to have the perfect candidate. And that's only one issue. Twitter, in my opinion, he uses because he gets so frustrated with the other side trying to make, laws pass, make deals work, whatever it happens to. And he gets so frustrated they don't work that he uses Twitter. And it's kind of like, here, let me throw something out there that you can talk about this while I get something done.
Is there any part of you, though, that thinks that what he says on Twitter is representative of his ability to lead?
I think any, he's a human being just like all of us, and we can say what we like to say. He can use Twitter just as much as you and I can use Twitter. Do I think he should maybe back off a little? Yes. You know, does he need to be using it every day? Should he be responding to everything? No. But him using it, cutting him off completely, I would say no.
For both of you, you know, in the end, when Americans cast their ballots this November, they're voting for what they want the future to be. So for both of you, what is the America that you want to see? And I'll start with you, Sonia.
I want everybody to stop hating each other when they don't need to hate each other.
Susan.
I agree with that, that we still have our free speech. We still have our Second Amendment. And everyone that lives here can live their dreams. They have the ability, no matter their background, their race, their culture, any of that does not matter. Everyone should have the right to provide for their families, to give their children whatever they desire.
That's Susan Sherman of Lake Mary, Florida, and Sonia McMasters of Round Rock, Texas. Thank you both for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you, Tanya. We appreciate that.